This week, starting tomorrow night, our friends down at Trinity Baptist Church are having their winter revival jubilee. We've got different preachers each night, going through Friday night, and just a good time of preaching and singing. If you get a chance to go down there each night at 7 o'clock, I'm hoping to go one night at least. We've got visitation Tuesday night, got to be here Wednesday night, so that kind of limits the other nights I've got left over. So looking forward to it. They have a music evangelist. I met Brother Jesse Craigle. He's going to be there all week. Brother Jesse plays the piano, he sings, and he's blind. And what a great man of God. And boy, he'll bless your heart, and he'll inspire you. So just some great men of God, Dr. Kenny Townsend, Dr. Tommy Steele, Brother Larry Brown, all preaching this week down at Trinity Baptist Church. And so if you get a chance to go down there, don't go Wednesday night. You be here, okay? I know it's hard for me. I can't compete with Larry Brown and his preaching, but the way they do it down there, Jeannie, they different choirs from different churches come and sing, and they bring their choirs, and they just have a good time. In fact, Ani, that's where I met your cousin, I believe it is, who pastors over in Easley. His choir was there last year, and just had a great time. I forget, Landmark Baptist Church, I believe it was. And where is it? Gary Edwards, yes, Brother Gary, and I met him there. So that's a great time. If you want to get in on some of that, that'd be a great blessing to you. Proverbs chapter 21, tonight, just one verse, if you stand to honor God's word, and just a beautiful verse, a great truth that we're going to build on for several weeks as a series of messages I'm going to begin. And Proverbs 22, verse 1 says this, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." First part of that verse is a first part we've probably heard that. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. I want to speak tonight, beginning a series I'm going to call on Sunday nights that I've got on the next slide there, John. You can go at that next one. Da, 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 da. Yeah, there you go. God's names for his children. God's names for his children. Do you know God has names for you? There's different names in the Word of God that describes us and how God describes us. We're going to study these together. So let's ask God to help us in that. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you for the services this morning, the opportunity to minister to a family this afternoon, and then teaching this afternoon, and then tonight in this service, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you give us clearness of heart and mind, and to understand and comprehend your word and apply it to our lives. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. What is in a name? God has different names for us, and we'll see this as we go through the Word of God in these weeks that are coming up. We're going to talk about how each name is unique and special, and how God relates to us by the names that he calls us. Now, I'm glad to know he calls us good names, okay? He doesn't call us a bad name. But the word name, as defined by the New Heritage Dictionary, says this, that the word name means this, a word or a combination of words by which a person, place, or thing is designated, called, or known, okay? So the name is very important. Now, first of all, names are important to God. You can see throughout Scripture places like Exodus 33:17. God told Moses, "I know you by name." Just leave it right there for a second, John. In Isaiah 45, God told the wicked king Cyrus, says, "I've called you by your name, though you have not known me." In Luke 10:20, Jesus said concerning the 70 that he sent out, he said, "Your names are written in heaven." Furthermore, God has names for all the stars. Do you know that? God's named all the stars according to Psalm 147, verse 4, and he calls them by name. Names are so important that when it was time for Jesus to be born, God sent an angel to tell Joseph in Matthew 1:21, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Philippians 2:9 reads, Paul says, "God has highly exalted him," that is Jesus, "given him above a name that is above every name." Isn't it wonderful to know that our names are important to God? God thinks our names are important, and he even gives us names. But, you know, that reminds us we're not just a number to God. I'm glad to know that. You ever gone somewhere and waiting in line, and they give you a number? They don't call you by the name, they call you by the number. You're not a number to God. You're a name. The same God who knows when the sparrow falls, the same God who counts the hairs on our head, who numbers our days, that same God knows us personally by name. And He knows our name. And He's given us special names to help us understand why these are important to us, why they're important to Him. You know, names are important not just to God. Names are important to us humans as well. You know, we take and recognize that a name describes and recognizes their personhood, their personality, their reputation is associated with a name. You know, growing up, you know, our parents have told you, you know, your name, your last name means something. You know, don't dishonor the name. You know, live right and honor the name. Names give historical records. When you get a name and becomes a permanent part of your record, you got a birth certificate, a Social Security card, hospital records, it's got your name on it. You go in the military, brother, you got to have the name right, and they're going to call you by name. And it's all of those things becomes part of our genealogical record, our ancestral tree. And it's just like in Matthew, like in Luke, we got the genealogies, got all those names. Matthew lists 45 individual names in his genealogy. Luke lists 80 specific names in Luke chapter 3. Romans chapter 16, Paul names 36 close associates by name in the book of Romans. So names are important. Names communicate a person's image. When you hear a name sometimes, you think of something good or something bad about some of those names. You could, even names in the Bible, good names, Joshua, you know, Joseph and David, Paul and John and Mary. Oh, those are good names. But I guarantee you, if I call out some of these names in the Bible, like Lucifer, Ahab, those are some bad names. Jezebel, Judas, those are some bad, you have a bad connotation. Now, we don't name our kids any of those names, do we? No, nobody in their right mind is going to name the little girl Jezebel. Right? Who in the world would name their kid Lucifer? You know, that's just you got a bad connotation. So a name can have a good connotation, bad connotation. Do you know in some countries there are some names that are outlawed? Some names are more popular than others. Even in the United States, there's a list put out every year of some of the most popular names for boys and girls, and people will get those books. In the country of Jordan, they even outlaw some names that are associated with Israel and their history and so forth, and they outlaw those names. You can't even name your kid those names because they consider them bad. Dr. Christopher Anderson wrote a book called The Name Game. He says in that book, he said, names affect personality. They are acted out in our day-to-day contact with people. Names have an effect on self-image and self-concept. There's a direct relationship between names and their behavior. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Maybe that's why some of those kids in your class are the way they are, because of the name. You know, think about that, Hannah. That might be some of the reason they're the way they are. So why does God use some of these different names in His relationship to us as His children? Why does He call us some different names? Well, I'm going to give you some reasons as we introduce this study. And then each week we're going to look at a different name and see how that name is special in the Word of God. But why does God give us special names? Why does He give these titles to us to help us? Well, there's several things. Let me just mark them down here for you, about three or four things here. Give it to you tonight. Notice number one, because names define our relationship. Names define our relationship. He says in Isaiah 43:1, he says that, thus saith the Lord your creator, O Jacob, he who hath formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, thou art mine. Defines the relationship. I'm glad to know that the name that God has given us tonight helps to define that relationship we have with Him. I'm glad to know that I'm just not just old so-and-so down there in Pelzer. I am somebody special called of God, and He's got a name for me. He's got a name for you. It defines your relationship with God. And it is so important and so special as we learn these names, you're going to have a greater appreciation. Not only do names define our relationship, notice number two, names document our identity. Names document our identity. There's so many names in the Word of God. You go back in Bible history, and you can see where God changed the names of some people to give them a new identity. Abram, for example, became Abraham. Jacob became Israel. And that was really interesting in Genesis chapter 35, because the name Jacob meant trickster, deceiver. But the name Israel had a whole different meaning. And so God changed Jacob's name to Israel. Sarai, the wife of Abraham, her name was changed to Sarah in Genesis chapter 17. Remember, Jesus changed one of the disciples' names? Simon was later called Peter. When he identified Jesus as being the rock, once the church was born, and he being the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter. Later on, there was a guy who had a great influence in the Word of God, and throughout from then till now, and that was a guy whose name was Saul. God changed his name to Paul after he got saved and became an evangelist and a missionary in Acts chapter 13. And so names mean the difference. 1 John 3:19. Ask you a question. Do you know that God refers to you as a child of God? Think about that. To be known as a child of God. I mean, I'm a child biologically and physically of John and Francis Spearman. Those are my biological parents. And I'm known as their child. But isn't it wonderful to know that God looks at us and he calls us his children? You are a child of God. You know, that should cause you to rejoice tonight. That should cause you to understand of how important it is and why that name is so important to document your identity. There was a story written in Reader's Digest years ago, and it goes like this. A lady submitted this story from out in California. Said, do you remember in the 1960s during the hippie movement, especially in California, many parents did not name their children traditional names. John, Sue, George, whatever. People in the mountains around the area of Santa Cruz just got accustomed to some of the hippie names that some of the parents would name their kids. They named their kids things like Frisbee, Spring Fever, Moonbeam, Earth was one of the names that was popular back then, Love Child. These were names that parents actually named their kids. Stuff like that. Well, this created some problems for some of the school teachers as these children grew up and went to school. And they began to go to school and start school. And so every fall as these kids would come to school, by tradition, the parents would take name tags and put them on the children. So the teachers could learn their names and friends could learn their names, put them on a bus and send them off to school on the school bus and kiss them goodbye. And so these teachers, especially the kindergarten teachers and first graders, teachers, they would meet them and they'd look at the tags and see the names of the kids. Well, there was one child that this teacher wrote about, and she said he showed up and looked at the name tag, and the name tag said, Fruit Stand. Fruit Stand. It's the name of the kid. That was on the tag. So the teachers that first day thought it, well, this is odd for a boy's name, but they tried to make the best of it, assuming he was the child of one of those hippie couples. And so all day long, they wanted to make sure and make Fruit Stand feel comfortable on his first day of school. The teacher writes that they would address him, such as, would you like to play with the blocks, Fruit Stand? Fruit Stand, would you like to have a snack? Hesitantly, he would accept, but he never said a word all day long. Never said a word. At the end of the day, the teachers led the children out to get on the school buses, Brother Gary, line them up so they could pick them up and they could be on their way home. And so they asked him, says, do you know which bus you're on, Fruit Stand? You know, and it just all day long, this kid never answered. And, of course, they didn't think it strange because he didn't answer them all day long. So lots of children, they're shy on the first day, so they just kind of overlooked his silence. So they got them all out to the buses, and they lined them up. And one of the things they told the parents in the before school orientation is, you know, put your name's child, the name of your child on all this stuff and everything else. And plus also on the name tag, would you also put the name, and get this, they instructed the parents to write the name of the bus stop of where your children would get off and on the bus. Yeah. One of the teachers finally thought and said, So took the name tag Fruit Stand and turned it around and it said Anthony. fruit stand was his bus stop. His name was Anthony. So there it was, neatly printed, Anthony, and all day long these teachers had called this poor old kid fruit stand. And he had no idea why. Boy, you know that must have been hard to get over. My goodness. You know, it's important that we as well as others know that our true identity in the Lord Jesus Christ, He has given us a name. He's called us His child. And we're going to see some of the names that we find in Scripture. But not only does it document our identity, notice number three. Names that God has given us declare our privileges. Declare our privileges. Romans 8:17 is a wonderful verse. He says, if we have been called children, then we're heirs. And we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We're going to see in this study how that some of these names describe the privileges, declare the privileges that we have as being God's child, who we are in the privileges that we have. Do you understand that you are so special in the hand of God, in the mind of God, that there are privileges that come along with being His child? We're going to see that. And then lastly, number four, names describe our responsibilities. Look at some of the names, and these are some of the ones we'll look at. We'll look at others. But like soldier, when you hear the name soldier, that gives the idea that God has His army to oppose Satan's army, and we're His soldiers. Ambassador reminds us that God has a message, and we're His messengers of His truth. Salt reminds us of that we're the salt of the earth. Light reminds us that we're the light of the world. You know, I'm sure from God's perspective, there's a lot of other reasons for the many names He's applied to us. And we're going to study these names out. And some of the names are names like Christian, like saint, like pilgrim, like sheep, and steward. And yeah, there's the name children. God describes us that way. But all of these names are so important and so special, and we're going to see how they come to be. But notice the last thing in conclusion tonight. As we get ready to study this and understand what God wants us to understand, let me just remind you that there is a name that is so dear, that is the most important name that's ever been. That's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That name is above every name. As we study these names that God has for His children, let us remember that each one is meant to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we study these names and we look at the meaning, we'll look at Scripture where it's used and how it's used and what it means, I'm reminded of the hymn that says, Jeannie, take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. You have a special name with God. God has declared you to be something really special. And I think it's a lot more important than fruit stand. I really do. And I think it's one that we won't misunderstand and one that won't cause us any difficulties or problems. But what's interesting, and we're going to see this, in Revelation chapter 2, and I'll use this last one as our close tonight. In Revelation chapter 2, and in verse 17, at one of the messages to the church at Pergamos, he says this, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone, get this, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. God's even got a new name for us when we get to heaven. Isn't that cool? That's going to be wonderful. Names are important. So as we study this and understand God's name for His children, I hope you have a great appreciation of how God looks at you tonight. I want you to stand with me tonight as we pray. Just have every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking. Your name tonight, you may not think it's special, but it is to God. Your name that has been given to you by your parents identifies who you are on this world. But God's given you a name that identifies who you are with Him. We're going to see these names. We're going to see what they mean. But as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed tonight, what we need to understand more than anything is how much God loves us and how He's given us responsibility to share the greatest name, and that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. to praise His name, to worship His name, to honor His name. So let's let our lives be a shining example of the name that He has given us. Let us never disappoint Him with the names, understanding that it is special to God. There's a special reason He's given it to us. Father, in Jesus' name, tonight as we conclude this day of worship and ministry in our church, I want to thank You that You have called us by name. You know us by name. According to Jeremiah, You even knew us before we were even born, when we were still in the womb. You knew us. You called us out. And Lord, You know us by name. And Lord, I thank You for the names that we'll study, that way You describe us in Scripture as Your children. And I pray that it'll give us a great appreciation of who You are as our Father and our God, and who we are as Your children as we serve You in this place. Lord, bless us this week. I know that there are many activities and many things to do and places to go. Lord, I pray You keep us safe in all of our areas. Lord, I pray for those of our church family who need a special touch from You today, healing, encouragement, and guidance and direction. Lord, I just pray that You'll watch over and care for each one of us. And this I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. Have a great week.